wonderful, wonderful place to live in glory by and by. We all are looking forward to that day that when we stand before the judgment throne, that we are found to have been faithful unto a faithful God, doing all that he has commanded us to do, and be told to enter in, my good and faithful servant. On this evening, we are going to focus on the subject of who am I without God? Who am I without God? The last point that I made this morning, and I really didn't go into it in detail, reference to God makes his children complete. He makes his children complete. And so we need to focus on who we are with God. And if we would really look at it and think about it, even in the creation, as God formed man out of the dust of the ground, there man lie, just dust. Not until God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life did man not become a living being. So who are we without God? That is a question that each one of us need to ask ourselves on a daily basis. Because he has brought us so far. And we know and we read that he will never forsake us. He will never ever leave us. And so once again, the question, and you're going to hear that question many times in the next 45 minutes to an hour, Brother DeMille. I appreciate everybody not being, having to take communion this evening. That just gives me a little bit more time. And I'm going to take my time, Brother Brown, because I want us to know, who are we without God? In John 15, verse 4 and 5, no, I'm not going to keep you that long. John chapter 15, verse 4 and 5. Jesus states here, remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. You know, many of us, I'm not going to say we all because I may be assuming, we all enjoy a good piece of fruit. But what I would like for you to do, all that enjoy fruit, go to your favorite vine or tree and cut the branch off and lie it there on the ground. Come back 3 weeks later and see what you're going to get. See what you're going to get. We have some volunteer watermelons in front of the house, and we got two of them. One of them I'm going to pick this evening, and I'm going to cut it to see if it's good. And if it's no good, I'm just going to throw it away. There's nothing else I can do with it. It's not going to grow anymore, is it? Because it has been detached from the vine. I believe that we need to realize when we detach ourselves away from the vine, that we're nothing. We're separating ourselves away from God. And so I can just stop right there, and we can all say, who are we without God? We're nothing. Who are we with God? We're everything. We're everything because he is everything. And we can be like him. No, we're not going to have the power that God has. We're not going to be able to create anything from nothing. But we're still everything with him because he's our God and he's willing to share with us. In when we look at this verse again, Jesus is telling us, and it's a conditional statement, and we need to realize this because there's a lot of people that think that I can come to God and I don't have to do anything else but come to Him. That is not what Jesus is saying when He has said, if you remain in me and I in you, He says, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. See, that person that comes to Christ and think that he has to do nothing, Jesus says just the opposite right here. He said, you will bear much fruit. I appreciate Brother Mark Tilford. Brother Mark Tilford comes from me from time to time, and he gives me a name of people that want to do a correspondence courses. And what he's doing is he's trying to bring in the harvest. He's out there trying to gather up fruit for the Lord. He's not the only one. There are many others. I just want to point him out because he came to me this evening, and he's just, you know, the most recent one that has come to me that stated that. Brother Shelton and I was in the jail yesterday, and there were people that were wanting the correspondence courses, and two of those individuals in particular that wanted the correspondence courses, they're not going to be happy with what they're going to read because they're in total disagreement with God's word. And they had the audacity to say, you come here to tell us that we're wrong? It's God's word. So when I tell you that you're nothing without God, you need to believe that. Because that's what the Bible says. We need Him. He does not need us. Oh, God needs me. What does God need for us to do? God needs for us to be obedient. That's what God needs. He don't need us to survive. We need Him to survive. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from me, you can do... But I know some successful people that are not Christians. Oh, success in this life? What about in the life to come? What about on that day of judgment? Lord, you know, I made many of people laugh with my jokes. Who's laughing now? Lord, you know all the good things that I've done for people. What did you do for the cause of Christ? See, we need to think about those things when we think about who we are standing before God. In John chapter 5, verse 19. John chapter 5, and the verse is 19. As we look at these scriptures again, these are some very important scriptures to tell us who we are. And as it tells us who we are, we find out who we are not if we do not have God in our lives. John chapter 5 and the verse is 19. So Jesus explained, I tell you the truth. The Son can do nothing by Himself. He does only what He sees the Father doing. Well, whatever the Father does, the Son also does. Jesus is an obedient Son. Whatever He has seen of the Father, He says He does those things. He didn't come to act on His own accord. He didn't come to say what He wanted to say by Himself. He came because the Father sent Him to come. He said the things that the Father wanted Him to say. He did the things that the Father wanted Him to do. You know, Paul states, imitate me as I imitate Christ. And then we go and we see right here who was Christ imitating. He was imitating the Father. Who is following you today? Who do you have looking at what you are doing and they do those things? Can they say that I'm doing these things because God is pleased with them? Because I know that the person that I'm following, that he is a child of God and he's everything because of what God has done for him. Can that person say that about you? You know, God, as He was talking to the devil in the days of Job, and when He told the devil, He asked him a question, have you considered my servant Job? He's a just and upright man, one that fears God, one that shuns evil. You know, who was Job? Job was a man. But not just any man. He was a man that feared God. He was a man that stayed away from evil. See, Job realized who he was with God. We need to realize this today. Even as God was talking to the devil even realized who Job was. But if you just take that head from around him, it'll crush you to your face. See, we need God, don't we? We need God to lead us. We need God to direct us. We need God to just look down upon us and be able to say, that is one of my servants. He created us. Again, Jesus says, whatever the Father does, the Son also does. In John chapter 1 and the verse is 3. John chapter 1 and the verse is 3. Let's start with verse 1, actually, because we need to know who Jesus is. Because we're talking about being somebody. Knowing that if I'm with God, that again, I'm everything. He says in John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. So who do we give thanks to? You know, there have been many letters written. I myself wrote a letter. Thanking my grandmother for the training that she gave me, for the discipline that she instilled in me and on me. I appreciate her for that. But it's not necessarily because of grandmas, moms, dad, grandfathers, uncles, aunts, friends that have kept us on the straight and narrow. It's all because of God that we are who we are. It's all because of Him. He is the Creator. I created everything through Him, and nothing was created except through Him. We need to understand once again that our attention need to be toward God, giving Him thanks. I thank God for you, Mama. I thank God for you, Daddy, because that's who we need to be thanking. Yeah, we're great, you know, grateful to have good parents, people that have gave some attention to us. But no one gives attention to us like God has given us attention. God loved the world so much, the Bible tells us in John chapter 3 and the verses 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So again, who are we without God? Who are we? He says in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23, Jeremiah states exactly who we are without God. Oh, he said, I know, O Lord, that the way of man is not in himself, that it is not in man who walks to direct his own steps or direct his steps. So where are we without God? We're lost. There's a world out there full of lost people because they are without God. Man. They think that I can go in this direction and everything is going to be okay. Even people that proclaim to be Christians are lost. They're without God because they think that I can believe one way and you can believe another and everybody is okay. And let's live happily ever after. There's going to be some people that are not going to live happily ever after. There's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth in the place where God prepared for the Satan and his angels, which is called the bottomless pit, which is called hell, the darkest of dark places. Who are we without God? We need Him to direct our steps. And how do we know the direction? If we don't look in the book, if we don't read His Word, if we don't get an understanding from His Word to know what He desires of us and to do those things. So who are we without God? We're people that are weak. We're people that'll fall for anything.
We're a people that
if you say go that way, we go. If we say go that way, we go. Stop, we stop. Run, we run. Well, let's just think about it. If we're following God's word, do we have to go in that direction, that direction? Do we have to walk? Do we have to run? We if we have God, all we need to do is keep moving forward. We'll be able to rejoice because of what he has done for us. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, he states, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All things. Well, we have to understand this all things.
We can live a peaceful life. We can live in harmony with one another. We can treat our children right. We can treat our spouses right. We can go on our jobs and we can do the right thing.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can talk to people about the love of God. I can do these things because God is with me. Let's back up to verse 10. He says, I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have received your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. It says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He gives us that strength to carry on our lives day in and day out. But if we don't depend upon him, if we do not stay with that vine, we'll find the day that we arise and we don't have that abundance of food and we begin to complain. Our job has ended and we complain. This happens, that happens, and we just complain, complain, complain. God does not like complainers. Does he want to hear from us? Yes, he want to hear from us, but God does not like complainers. We need to accept what we have. And again, Paul says that when we do these things, when we accept our faith, when we know that God is still there for us, we may not have all that the next man has, but we may have more than this man over here. He's happy. Oh, yes, he's happy. But what about us? Well, what about the man in the middle? What about us? Again, Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 31 in the verses 8. Deuteronomy chapter 31 in the verses 8. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Does that still hold true today? That God goes before us? Every good shepherd is willing to go before the sheep. You know, we sheep, you do not drive. You lead sheep. God, the Bible says, he'll go before you. He'll take you to places where you thought that you would never be. But you find yourself there because you were following him. He says, go into the world and teach all nations, making disciples of them. Oh, Lord, you mean tell me I got to go in that place? Yes, I'm with you. Lord, you mean tell me I got to talk to that person? Yes. I'm with you. We need to understand that when God says he will never leave you or forsake you, that's what he means. We don't have to question him. We don't have to pray to him. God, are you sure? Are you absolutely sure you want me to go and talk to that person? You remember Ananias had that. Lord, you know what type of person Saul is? Yes, I know. That's why I'm telling you to go talk to him. That's why I need you to talk to him. You know what type of people out there in the world? Think about how you were. What type of person you were. And the person that came to you and talked to you about God. I believe that we forget who created us. We forget who formed us. We forget who gave us the word to live by. It was God. We forget how we were made. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, when God decided to make man, he just didn't say, I'm going to make this creature and I'm going to leave him to himself. But this is what he says in Genesis 1, 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Who are we without God? For those people that have bought into the idea of I'm going to have this child. I don't want to know what the gender is, but I'm going to have this child, and I'm going to leave it up to that child whether he or she actually it want to be a man or a woman. They can't say he or she because then they have placed a gender on this child. So they're going to leave it up to the child to decide. God has already decided, male or female. That's how we're born. And if you're born that way, guess how you're going to die? You're going to die the same way. You can't change what God has created. He created man in his own image. Who are we without God? We're lost people. Romans chapter 1 teaches that those people that have changed what God has done. They know God, but they did not want to retain him in their knowledge. So they become nothing. They become worthless. And the Bible says God gave them up to a reprobate mind, to a worthless mind. So we need to keep asking ourselves that question. Who are we without God? In Matthew chapter 4, we start with the first verse. This is right after Jesus was baptized. Right after he was baptized. You know, the old devil has been around a long time. But may I suggest to you that he has not been around long enough to mess with Jesus. Because Jesus was there in the very beginning. Satan came after that because, again, God created all things. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, after the baptism of Jesus in Matthew chapter 3, it says in verse 1 of 4, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. Now, let me just stop right there for a moment. If you're hungry, what will you do? What will you do? For the parent that has told their child to go to bed without eating dinner, in the middle of the night when that child's stomach began to growl and tears come in their eyes and they know that mom and dad is sound sleepers, you know what they're going to do? They're going to get up. They're going to go in the kitchen. They're going to find them something to eat. They're going to be disobedient. And that next morning, oh yeah, they're going to get what's coming to them because mom and dad are going to know that they got up in the middle of the night and went into the kitchen. How do mom and dad know? Mom and dad just know those things. They just know them. But I want you to know that Jesus, after fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, now we have some people out there that try to fast for 40 days and 40 nights and they just don't make it. They get hungry and they give in. But the Bible says, and the tempter came and said to him, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread. Command these stones to become loaves of bread. Now, did Satan know that Jesus had power? Yes, he knew that. He knew who Jesus was. But here he is said, command these stones to become loaves of bread. Now, he's hungry. How many of you, if you get hungry, man, if I could just, I could just eat a horse. And some of you will try it, too. And actually, some of y'all have ate horse before. But I want you to know that Jesus did not give in. He knew who he was with God because he was God. Look what the Bible says. But he answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. I believe Brother Rashad said this morning, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
Bread is just bread.
We can be filled with bread and still be lost. We need God. And Jesus says, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. He knew who God was. He knew the power that God had. He knew the thing that he needed to do about worshiping God and about serving him and about keeping his word. I don't know about anybody else in here, but I'm glad that he didn't turn those loaves to bread, those stones to bread. I'm glad that he told Satan that it is by every word that comes from the mouth of God. I am glad that he told Satan when it was all said and done to get behind me. Because he knew who God was. And we need to know tonight who we are. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 6 and the verse is 33. Matthew chapter 6 and the verse is 33 because we're looking for a whole lot of things. But yet we don't have. Why do we not have? Because we're looking in all the wrong places. Oh yeah, I'm looking here and I'm looking there. Remember, when you're looking for something and you find it, it's always in the last place that you look. So let me save a lot of you some trouble right now. If you want direction, go to the Word of God. If you want comfort, go to the Word of God. If you're homeless, go to the Word of God. If you're hungry, go to the Word of God. If you're thirsty, go to the Word of God. Why? Because what he says right here, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. All these things shall be added unto you.
Man, if I've only known that it was just that simple. I'd have changed my life a long time ago.
Well, now that you do know, have you changed your life? You know, a lot of people say that. If I knew now what I didn't know then, man, my life would be different. Well, you know it. Is your life different? In some cases, the answer is no. You're a nobody because you're without God. Become somebody. Become one of his children. Know that he is our shepherd. He is our leader. He's the one that we need to be following. Galatians chapter 6, starting with verse 1. Galatians chapter 6, starting with verse 1. See, we have people that have strayed away from God. And they need some direction. They need to be pointed back to God. But as we point them back to God, we need to understand that we need to be very, very careful. Because, again, it is because of who God is that we are who we are and we're willing to help out the next man. He says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 1, brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression, you who are spiritual should restore him in the spirit of gentleness. Keep watch on yourself, lest you too be tempted, bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone, this is the verse I want you to look at now. If anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he himself, nothing, he deceives himself. He deceives himself. I believe that. We need to know that before God, we are nothing.
We're his mere creation. He has created us. But within that, again, we're everything.
We're everything. But we don't walk around and boast. I'm a child of God, like I said this morning. We don't need to advertise. Jesus didn't run around advertising. I am the Son. God sent me in order to save you. Yeah, the Bible tells us that's why he came. But he didn't run around boasting about that. He did what he was supposed to do quietly. Quietly. He went to the cross. Could he have said, enough is enough? Father, I'm sorry, but I just can't do it any longer. He could have done that. But he didn't, did he? Why? Because of what John 1:1 says. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He did what he needed to do in order that we may become who we are, or who we may become who we need to be. Are you willing on this evening to turn your life over to God and realize that without Him, you're nothing, but with Him, you're everything? He is our Creator. He's waiting on man to turn to Him and get his life right. If you're here this evening, you're not a child of God, you want to become one, now is the time, because tomorrow is not promised. We have received phone call after phone call over the last week or so about people losing their lives for one reason or another. If they were without Christ, they're going to have to give an account for that. But if they were in Christ, there's hope. And we can comfort people with the desire or with the hope to see them again come judgment on the other side. I believe that we need to look at our lives and we need to think right now, where will I spend my eternity? If you're here and you're not a child of God, we're going to invite you to come as we stand and sing the invitation hymn, to confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, to be immersed in the watery grave of baptism, rising to walk a newness of life. If you've strayed away from the fold, we want to encourage you to come back to the fold, confessing your faults unto Him, and He's just to forgive us of all unrighteousness, according to 1 John chapter 1 and the verses 9. If you're hearing your subject, we ask you to please come as we stand and sing the invitation hymn.